forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, Lena Latata.
And Bina Nambala.
This is Catherine Tacon.
And Patrick Owen Anthony, my confirmation name again.
Oh, hot.
Yeah.
This is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're here in the studio with a dear friend. I'm so fucking happy to have her on the podcast. She's one of the realest ones in the game.
Wearing a political shirt.
She's getting it on. Open your ears for Alex Schmidt.
Hi.
Or as I like to call you, body confidence.
Oh my God, thank you.
One of the best handles in the game.
Oh, that's your handle.
I got it early.
Yeah, how long have you been body confident?
Like 6 or 7 years.
You know what that reminds me of? Body Movin' from Don't Fuck
with
Cats.
Oh my God, yes.
Do you watch Don't Fuck with Cats?
No.
It's scary.
Is it scary? It's so good. What do you like?
Do you like scary?
Like just generally?
Excuse me, what do you... We ask all our guests at TikTok, hey, what do you like?
I like sexy, I like smelly.
Those are great answers.
Like, if you're going to log on to Netflix.com...
What piques your interest?
Yeah.
Okay, so I watched...
What's recommended viewing for Alex Schmidt?
I watched 6 episodes of Goop Lab last night.
Okay, like, it's
You know, every 30 minutes what getting a text from my girlfriend that's like, I'll be there in an hour. And I was like, I'll just...
Is that vagina?
There is an epic vagina episode that's all labia and like a 90-year-old
straight
woman.
Is that what that thing
woman?
Is about? Is that what that image is about?
No, just like Ep 3 is about vagina.
So I watched Ep 1 looks, and Ep 3.
You know that image where it looks like there's a vagina?
What?
You know that image where it looks like there's a vagina?
That image? Like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting?
No. The promotional image for Goop Lab where it looks like there's a vagina that went viral.
I think you're talking about like Alice and the L Word Generation Q.
No, I'm talking about Goop Lab. Can Alice
can we keep Alice out of
this? Do you know that if you tune into Showtime... Showtime, wherever that is.
Yeah, wherever that chooses to be.
The person that you're going to hear saying, next up, L Word Generation Q Marathon, is me.
What?
So if you hear that, can you let me know? Because I want to hear it.
Yeah. So you're actually like a queer icon.
I'm a
right
queer
icon.
Yeah, I mean, since day one.
I mean, that show, but like, okay. So
how is the show? Is it good? I haven't seen it. I love that actress. It's not good. Really? That's why? How'd they mess it up so much?
It's like, I love TV and I'll watch anything, but it's unwatchable.
Really?
It's just like
But you watched all of it.
I watched like episodes one and two.
We're
talking about the L Word, right?
I thought we were talking about Goop Lab.
No, Goop Lab is amazing.
Okay, yeah, so let's talk about the
L Word. I once tried to watch the L Word and I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, it's unwatchable.
I used to work at Showtime.
Is it because it's not like exciting enough? Or is it because it's like...
It's like all about like these two, like it's like all about queers that all live in a house. They all work for like the older lesbians because they're all like getting paid less than minimum wage, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like all share, but then they're all trying to get married. Like,
yeah, and they're all like having in vitro. It's like, okay,
wait, really?
Literally, if you're a roommate, if you have a roommate and you're doing in vitro, it's like something does not compute.
Do you have people in your life who are obsessed with marriage?
Not like that. Not like lesbians being like, babe, we're gonna get married at the Biltmore. It's like,
really?
The Biltmore in Rhode Island.
Oh.
That's the one I went to one time.
That's just the only hotel I know the name of.
Wait, can I tell you something?
What?
I forgot.
Okay.
Give us your take on Goop Lab.
Wait, but one second. One time when I was in... did I ever tell you when I worked on Showtime and I was closeted in my cubicle watching on their like server like old episodes of Careers of Fuck having a humongous boner?
I feel like Showtime
humongous
only
boner,
works on
generously,
like,
generously humongous
Internet
boner.
Explorer.
Anyways, tell us about Goop Lab and tell us about your political shirt.
Oh, okay. So Goop Lab... Goop Lab is amazing because it is like Gwyneth coming out about being famous mm-hmm. and like how it feels and being like humble bragging about fasting and stuff.
Yeah, Gwyneth.
I haven't seen the fasting one yet. I'm scared.
She's someone who's so glam, but someone who will make the strangest choices. Like Shallow Hal, she'll make that choice.
Right.
Goop Lab, she'll make that choice.
Was she really with? Like, was she cognizant when she was making that choice?
Yeah, you know.
That was crazy.
Shallow Hal.
Yeah, she addressed like, her if she was cognizant when she was making the choice to do Shallow Hal.
I forgot Gwyneth is Shallow Hal.
Well, that's one of the main things. One of the main things I think about is that Gwyneth was in Shallow Hal. I think about it twice a day.
I'm just realizing I get Gwyneth confused with Cameron Diaz, and this whole time I was thinking she was in Something About Mary.
Oh, for me, there can't be two more
different
people.
I like her
in
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, she's in that. I never saw that.
It's really good.
I never
saw
that.
And you'd love it. It's about gay.
Oh, it's about gay?
Yeah.
That no wonder it was shielded from me as a child. No wonder.
Your mom has 10 copies of the VHS in her closet.
And like in a safe. Yeah.
The code is gay. It's gay. Amazing joke.
The code is gay shit.
Gay shit for gay shit to keep away from our boys.
Is your mom amazing?
I love my mom.
Yeah, she sounds fun.
How are your brothers?
Yeah. My brothers are all
sexy
good.
Brothers.
They're good.
They're hot.
There's drama right now.
I know.
Are they hot? Have you gone over this? You want to fuck them?
I have a crush on one.
Okay.
But he doesn't care about me. He actually took really too long to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. What? He thinks that's cool. It's
but
like,
he was doing
cool.
it like he was doing it to flirt with me. And so if you're listening to this, I knew that. I knew that and I felt that.
She felt that deeply.
You want it?
Loyalty.
Can't have
wanted.
It. Yeah. This hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it.
Oh, yeah.
And you want it?
Oh, yeah.
You can't. I have a boyfriend.
Me, earnestly, when I realized you're doing Chris. That song, being like, oh, yeah. Sad. I can't stop ever.
You want it? You can't.
We're on it. We're hot. We're everything you're not. We're pretty. We're cool. We dominate the school. We're with it. Great hair. The boys all love to stare. We're
you hate us because we're beautiful, but
we don't like you either. We're cheerleaders. Yeah. We are cheerleaders. Roll call. My name is Torrance.
Wow.
To Torrance.
I'm still big red.
That movie defined a generation.
We cheer and we lead. We act like we're on speed. We're cheerleaders. We are cheerleaders. I do the roll call every line.
Bring It On Watch, so cheer on Netflix.
Good run.
I really feel like my body can do those things. No, I just know haven't learned the skills yet.
My body can do
You could
those
definitely
things.
Fly in the air. You are the most dense, strong.
I know. I'm 99% muscle.
She's a muscle
That's incredible.
Girl.
Wait, what's
I'm
your,
like Vin Diesel.
What are you, CrossFit?
It's Natch.
It's all Natch. It's very much just like bagels and pizza
and
like aggression.
Oh my god.
I mean, I do play soccer and I do work out, but I'm not
and
like
I am in the Olympic
When
games.
Do you work
and
out?
And I have competed in the Olympic games and I trained very hard.
Since I was six.
How often do you work out?
How often? I would say like twice a week.
That's a lot. What's that? Yeah. And what do you eat?
Nonstop bread and cheese.
Wait, so
I'm not kidding.
What am I? What
I
am
a
I?
Lot of
if
cheese.
I had, if I was a genie, if I came into contact with a genie who offered me three wishes, one of the I would say just one, please, is all I want. And I would say natural muscle tone for once. Oh. I have literally the
no muscle.
I have the natural muscle tone of Gumby. Like I do, I went to Blink, got recognized in the Blink locker room.
I
yesterday.
Don't have a single muscle.
You got recognized?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, while naked or clothed?
I was clothed, but I was about to be naked.
Oh my God.
I was like, thank God, it's happened now. What are you?
I'm like an artist and like a comedian and like a teacher and like
you're
an
a teacher?
Activist. Yeah.
Well, you're wearing a shirt that says gay all caps.
Yeah.
That is activism.
It is activism. Do you know that she's visibility.
She's nodding to the Gap logo.
Yeah. Did you notice that it looks like the Gap logo?
Oh, I didn't know you were nodding towards that.
Oh, you didn't know it was like a kind of in conversation
but
with
there's
it?
A lot of stuff. Yeah, that
I didn't know that was in conversation with the Gap.
Yeah, it's very in conversation.
To put gay in conversation with the Gap is beautiful. Yeah.
What's the story of those blouses?
Of these blouses, actually, my friend Lena had the idea. And then she was like, if you make it, you can
Lena
have
Waithe.
It. Yeah, my best friend, Lena Waithe. And yeah, she
He's
just
like, gay Lena, gay Lena, huh?
Gay Lena, gay Lena.
It's really fun when you have friends who aren't constantly trying to be famous that just give you their ideas, like with no
that's
strings
be- yeah. That's beautiful.
To have a friend who's not trying to be famous, I wonder what that might be like. What
yeah.
was I going to say?
Unfathomable.
There was this. Now, I once met a lesbian in another state who was a comedian, and she.
Oh my God, I know her.
She's
amazing.
She's so funny.
She was cuckoo crazy towards me, and her girlfriend who wasn't in comedy, like when she went away, was like, "Wait, who are those two big lesbian comedians that broke up?"
Like Cameron Esposito?
Cameron Esposito.
LOL. I was like, I think they're still together.
No, they broke up.
They broke
Cameron
up.
Cameron Esposito and who's her girlfriend? Or
Rhea
boyfriend.
Butcher?
Yeah. So they had just broken up. That lesbian comedian leaves. Her girlfriend's like, yeah, she's taking that breakup really hard. Like,
she's taking the breakup of other comedians of
who
hard.
She's never met, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when that happens, like, we all feel it and we all process it and we come together around it.
I love that.
So you're in a relationship.
Oh my God.
You're so in love and you've been
so in love. My lover, I call them Aiden to Kat because she builds, she designs, she
crafts. I so want her to build something for my apartment.
Everyone I'm friends with like wants her to build them like a low coffee table. Yeah. It's like they see coffee table yeah. when they see her. She does look hands
on. No, I want like built in something.
On. Oh, yeah. You want built in shelves.
But you know what I want really is I want a device in my kitchen that like folds up to the wall and then you pull it down and you can use it as a table.
Like, wow, that is so 1970s because LES.
You know
like
how small my kitchen is.
Yeah. Right. Your kitchen's not a kitchen. It's a hotel kitchen.
It is. And you were in my apartment the night that, the second y'all, so when I first went into my new apartment, I'm like, I'm single, I'm living alone, I have some friends over.
Yeah.
My friends come over. Our dear friend Steven insists on opening the window to smoke a cigarette.
He's
shout
a
out.
Smokeaholic.
And after y'all leave, I'm like snuggled in bed. I'm like, wow, this is the life. Like, I'm so loved. I'm so confident. I'm not scared. I'm safe in my apartment. I'm watching Escape at Dannemora, and I hear the biggest crash I've ever heard in my life. The entire window that he had opened had smashed onto my chair. There was glass everywhere. The 20-degree winds blowing through my window.
Oh, my God.
And
and then we had to cancel an episode. I had to cancel.
Wait, and did you hotel tonight? What did you say you had to do?
No, at the time I was seeing someone and I went, it was early enough that they were still up, so I went to their house.
And you were still seeing that person.
And actually, I'm still seeing that person.
At the time, I was seeing that person, and I'm still seeing that.
Well, the thing was, that was in our phase one of our relationship, yeah. And then he broke up with me, and then now we got kind back. Of was...
So, like, no. In many ways, Steven got you in a relationship.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, no, Alex.
Alex, how did you meet your partner, your sexual partner? How did you meet your sexual partner? New segment. How did you meet your sexual partner?
Wow. So we actually surfed together for
Shut
6 years.
Fuck
what?
Yeah.
Wait, 6 years of where?
Okay. You guys are, yeah.
Where?
I know that we're never going
to
surf.
I know we're never going to. One time I tried to surf in Montauk.
Ew.
Wait, you surfed in Montauk?
One time I tried to surf in Montauk.
That's not big enough.
I visited my family friends in Montauk and they were taking surfing lessons.
Montauk has no charm for me.
In
the winter, if sure.
Mm-hmm. Montauk can, but doesn't always have charm for me. It can, but doesn't have to have charm for me.
It's brave of you guys to not be charmed by Montauk.
You love it?
Well, it can have charm
no,
for me.
No, I mean, it's just like a coffee shop, but it it is a nice, it's
but
a
they have great coffee.
Wave.
You're literally upstate.
Oh my God, I bought a moldy upstate haunted house for you guys.
Wait,
no, I literally am dying to come.
Wealthy? Are you wealthy? New segment, are you wealthy?
That'd be an amazing segment. Be real, are you
wealthy?
Well, and what kind of wealthy?
To buy a house.
I mean, I bought it with another gay. We split it.
No, which
but
friend?
Not, but not your sexual partner?
Not my sexual partner. His name's Gordon.
Oh,
He's male... not single, but like he's gay. Maybe you guys should meet.
Yeah, wait. Well, I'm not single either.
Right.
Gordon.
No, so it's safe to meet each other.
Wait.
His boyfriend's really hot.
Is he a comedian?
What does he do?
Gordon is like a filmy guy, and then his boyfriend is like a lawyer that went to Harvard for law and like works out at Equinox.
Does Gordon
like
care about
my
me?
Girlfriend's
what's
crush?
Gordon's last name?
You can Bell.
Bell.
So you and Gordon
He's
are
not,
so close
like,
that you bought a house together.
We're honestly like not that close. It was more the house that brought us together.
How did the house come into your world?
He just got in touch with me because I was like hearing about it and I was like, this place sounds so amazing. Mm.
Gordon's cute.
It's like three hunting cabins.
Oh,
there's,
my God.
Again, a lot of mold and so much trash and like lots of leaning trees. But it's
can I help like
refurbish?
Can I help refurbish it with you?
Yeah, like I really want to go have a demo day. Mm-hmm. I want to like, you
oh,
know.
Oh, I hate that shit.
I want you to sing your song like while we like oh, right. see the mold. Old, you know,
when
if, you,
there is a
if
house,
you feel safe saying we can bleep it, what town is it near? And
if I feel safe, yeah, I feel like every time someone hears about an upstate, they don't want to share where the upstate is. Like, it's in Cuddybackville in the Never Sink Unique area.
Yeah,
you're just like glazed over hearing
what,
town
name
names.
Like somewhere else that's close. I know, mm. I know,
oh, right,
I'm familiar
oh, right.
With some.
Sorry, if we're trying to like show where it is in space. It's on the way to like Livingston Manor and like Jeffersonville and Roscoe.
Do you
and,
like
mm-hmm. it's west.
That kind of thing where you have to like strip floors and like strip mold and stuff?
I love it so much.
Really?
It's kind of like a Biore pore strip. Like that's getting why, the shit out feels really good.
That's why you work with your
GF.
With your GF who is a builder.
She's an agent.
She's really not. It's just she feels like a builder.
Oh, she's not a builder?
No, she
is. No, she owns like a gifts company where they make like, where they get dartboards manufactured. They're
oh,
not
gifts?
Even making them.
Gifts or gifts?
Gifts.
Okay. She owns a gift company.
Yeah, it's called Fredericks & May.
That's like Caroline Stanbury on Ladies of London. Owned a company called Gift Library. Mm. Sold gifts.
I don't get when... Yeah. This used to infuriate me as a child. I would think everything can be a gift.
I know. That was a main... That was a huge problem I had with
like,
Caroline Stanbury's.
You were like, what is a gift store if literally anything
there was
is
like
a gift?
Spencer's Gifts in Houston. And I was like, what the fuck
well,
is that?
Spencer's Gifts is different because they had booby balls.
What?
They had these balls that looked like boobs they
oh
squeezed.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. It was actually hilarious.
It's so weetsy bet for you to be like going around a mall being like, how could you have a gift store when literally everything here is a gift?
Spencer's Gifts had two products. They had the booby balls, which mm-hmm. were stretch balls that looked like boobs that you could squeeze. And they had a box that shook and said, there was a voice that came out of the box and said, hey, let me out of here.
I gotta get one of those.
They had those and they had lava lamps. Those were the three products.
Did you work at Spencer's?
No, but that was the fun store at the mall that we would go in. And, you know, they had boob balls. Of course we were into that.
Because you were super straight at that time?
I think even like...
Even being gay.
Even like void of any kind of sexual desire, like not having boobs and then like... knowing about them, it's like you do want to know about them.
There's literally food on my shirt. It's like I slept in this.
So are you into film? Is that
No, I slept in this blouse, and then when I put the turtleneck on, I was like, it feels a little tight. I think I'm just gonna like, kind of cover up today.
No, where were you guys surfing?
Rockaway.
Okay, that makes sense.
She did own this like iconic houseboat with her friends from Oberlin that they like bought with Kickstarter money, like and we would and we
like
would
they
surf.
Raised a Kickstarter to be like, we have to have a boat. And everyone was like, they really need this. What?
I mean, you know, Kickstarter early on was mostly people just like getting
buying boats.
That sounds great. So she doesn't own it anymore?
Wait, what kind of circles do you run in that you're buying a house, your girlfriend had a boat? Like, what's going on?
I mean, I am a CEO.
Wait, really?
Of my own S Corp.
What's that?
What do you do for work?
I like teach children in Tribeca in private art lessons. And like I taught some improv workshops to like bankers, like lots of jobs. I sell these shirts. I'm not gonna lie about my priv. Like my family has money, but they're not giving it to me.
Incred. That's incred.
I don't know how to.
I think it's time.
It would be crazy to not be like, no, I'm just New York. New York's crazy.
I think it's time to ask. Who are you?
Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Who was I? Oh, God. I feel like I was that girl that's always, like, eating ho-hos in Now and Then.
Yeah. Chrissy? Oh, you mean Chrissy? The one who brushes her hair 100 times every day on each side?
Oh, that's Marsha Brady.
My friends used to call me Chrissy to make me mad.
I don't know about Now and Then.
Were you chubby?
I was so chubby. And I had like a, you know, and I just always had
retainers. Wait,
where'd you grow up again? Chicago.
That's right.
I had like an insane underbite and I was like obsessed with being like, I had all these au pairs and they were all 18 and they were all hot and from France. And like,
oh my God.
I was just obsessed with that.
Did you ever see the ABC Family movie Au Pair or Au Pair 2?
No, I saw the second one, but I didn't catch the first.
It was so good. I love that.
Didn't.
I love that movie.
Do you love Au Pairs?
No, I only knew about it from that movie.
Oh, and who am I now?
I need more about that.
Who was I?
Yeah.
You're eating ho-hos, you have an au pair. Did you know you were G?
Oh,
B?
My God,
S?
No.
When did you first know?
Because you thought you dated men. You still?
No. I mean, I am in a relation. I'm like dating men on the side. No. I didn't really know I was G until, like, I feel like in high school, late high school.
That's, like, early.
I was starting to write things like, I just like how a woman's body looks.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe drawing pictures of, like, my body. Like, I was obsessed with my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, bulim, all the things.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, I just was obsessed with, like, body shapes and bodies. And I think I just thought that was, like, my body and perfecting my body. And then maybe eventually realized I was just, like, not didn't need to be obsessed with me as much as like other women's bodies.
Yeah.
You know, like more like locker room shame.
Yeah.
I would get obsessed with a guy after just I still remember this guy that rented me skis like in Wisconsin that had like really short nails and would just like, you know, like the way that a man's nails can just stick with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was very straight.
A man's nails
until,
never stuck with me
until late college.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then what happened? Did you fall in love with men?
Mm, Yeah, I fell in love. I think, I mean, I don't know. I got obsessed with them. I fell in love with them.
But love, obsession. What's the difference?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
How did you really? Get past your eating stuff?
It took my best friend's mom finding out about it and saying, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it was just her saying that. And then obviously I still have stuff. Yeah. But like, I stopped like engaging in that.
That's
in, like,
exactly
a
me too.
Way. It's yeah. like alcoholism or something. Like, you'll have it forever. But
yeah.
But it just took somebody being like, I see you, and absolutely not allowed.
Yeah.
Were your parents absent?
My parents work a lot, and like, they were not, they're like very not therapy people. Uh-huh. They like are kind of like, you go once, you tell them what's going on, and they'll tell you what to do.
Parents yeah. love being, don't not believe in therapy. It's like yeah. their greatest passion.
It's insane. Well, they're like paranoid they're that you're just in there talking about them, so they don't want you to go
I know.
In. And it's like, I talk about you even when I'm not in therapy. Like yeah, I'm doing yeah. it on a podcast right yeah. now.
Am I not like, allowed to go on podcast? Yeah. Like, do I go on a podcast once and they tell me what to do?
Yeah, my parents work all the time.
Is this yours?
No, okay. I would never.
You would never?
I can't.
Really?
You yeah. get crazy?
I can't
I
not.
Get crazy.
Do you do coffee?
So I drank a lot of coffee. Okay. I drank so much coffee this morning that I started singing that song, How Funky Is Your Chicken, to
oh
my girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Do y'all live together?
Cute. No, she like Airbnbs and stays with me.
Okay, hot.
So it's in between.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of funky.
Where do you live?
Bed-Stuy.
Cool. Do yeah. you like it?
Do you
like
have roommates?
I love it. I have. There are other people that live in the house, but not on my floor.
So hot.
It's really hot.
Wait, that's incredible.
Yeah, come over anytime.
I would love that. Should I move to Bed-Stuy?
Yeah.
Really?
It's. I mean,
there's people are in houses in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, it's more of a house culture.
Yeah. Is it easy to get?
It's like
around?
Where I used to live.
It's walking. There's a lot of walking there.
But is it easy to train to the city?
No.
No.
That's hard
are
for me.
Are you obsessed with Manhattan?
I'm not obsessed with
some
Manhattan.
Some of us are, so yeah. Oh, right. Relax.
I'm not obsessed with Manhattan, but like the life.
Living in Manhattan
the
changed
life,
my life.
I mean, like, this is what it is.
The life that we lead, it's like you're always having to train to Manhattan, so I need that to be.
Living in Manhattan has allowed me to get a better handle on emailing.
Wow.
Oh, congratulations.
Because when you live in Manhattan, if I have 2 hours to kill, I have time to go home.
Yeah.
If you live in Bed-Stuy, you don't really have time to go home. And so when I can go True. Home, I can only email on my laptop. I can't do it on my phone because of the disease that I have.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I've been able to really get a good handle on my emails via Manhattan.
I need to get wow. a handle on my
via
emails.
Via Manhattan living.
Has anybody commented and been like, you know, I just want to kind of say this. You're getting better at emailing.
No, but I think it'll come soon.
It's annoying how little good feedback we get.
I
Isn't
know.
It?
Just once in a while, maybe.
Wait, so where'd you go to college?
Reed.
What's that?
Hippies.
It's like Portland, Oregon. It's like anarchy, oh. free love.
Wait, what
drugs.
Was I just watching where they were talking about Reed College? What was I
it's
just
very,
watching?
Like,
are you into
documentary
drugs?
Documentary about Steve Jobs. I like smoke weed and mushrooms and River, sometimes
can
other
we do,
stuff.
Will you do mushrooms with me?
Oh my
I would
God,
love
this is
I've never done them.
What was I just watching?
Goop Lab makes it look like you deal with all your trauma from doing mushrooms once with like a couple of like
but can I
British
say this
shamans.
About, the thing about Goop Lab mushroom episode. So what's the point? The point is like we don't know our trauma, so mushrooms allow us to see it. And then if you know it, then you can deal with it. But it's like, what if I know it and yeah. I don't know how to deal with it?
Yeah,
then don't do mushrooms.
Well, then you do what that one person did and just take a little bit of mushrooms every day.
If I don't think of the show, I
was like,
more.
I should take a little bit.
Maybe
a girl named Chantal gave me a bite of mushrooms at Bonnaroo during Eminem, or maybe it was during the Killers.
Oh my!
But I was drunk, so I didn't notice anything.
There was mushroom tea at my Halloween party last year, and I started drinking it like regular tea because mm-hmm. I like my throat hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like had to kick somebody out of my house while dressed as Barbara Corcoran while on mushrooms.
I thought of where the show I was watching where someone went to Reed.
Oh, thank
what
God.
Is it?
It was Meadow's friend in The Sopranos.
Oh my God, she went to Reed.
They
oh
just
God.
Mentioned
the one
it.
That's depressed.
They just mentioned it in the kitchen. No, it wasn't. It was my time. She's like, she got into Reed, and then the kid, the boy, was like, well, Meadow's mad because she didn't get in anywhere. And then Carmen's like, well, no, yes, well, whatever her name is, did early acceptance. So she had to go there where Meadow left her options open.
I love that show and I love Meadow.
I hate that show. I love Meadow and I love Carmen.
Here's what our three kids are going to be named December, June,
oh.
Agatha, uh-huh. and Meadow.
Yeah, and
oh
fourth, Kel Moi.
Oh, and fourth is Kel F. Moi.
Kel F. Moi.
Oh my God.
Femme Fatale.
Do you want kids, random?
Do you want kids?
Hey, do you want kids?
I feel like me and my girlfriend go through phases where one second one of us will be like, kids would be so, like, you would be so good with kids. And then the second we're out in public and we see a child, we're like, no.
Okay, here's what I need to know. First of all, if you feel comfortable sharing, how old are you?
32.
And ultimately, how did you, do you feel like your girlfriend's the one, and when did you know this? And do you want to get married?
I do think she's the one. I'm constantly being like trying to trick her into saying we're getting married.
Yeah. Oh, I'm addicted to that.
Wait, how long have you been?
How long have you been together? How long have you
been?
We've
been together almost 2 years.
Cool.
And then again, we knew each other for like 6 years before that.
Right. The surfing culture. Oh, right. She was dating someone when you met.
She was dating someone.
And you were dating someone, right?
I was dating so many different men, and then like an erotica poet.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
An erotica poet.
Yeah, I dated an erotica lesbian.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Erotica male poets.
Do you feel comfortable talking to us about pegging?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's it like?
But you pegged boys.
I pegged boys before I dated girls. That was like my primary.
I pegged a boy and I liked it. The taste of his cherry asshole. I don't know why I'm doing that.
She's not British.
I know.
I pegged a boy and I liked it. Crikey.
Sorry.
Oh, governor. Bloody hell.
I pegged a boy and I liked it. It felt so wrong. It felt so right. Don't want me. I'm in love tonight.
I pegged a boy.
Yeah, I am sexually attracted to gay men. That's my type of guy.
Cool.
So I feel like that's how I get to have gay sex with men.
Did you date bi guys?
Oh, that's so interesting.
I definitely feel like most of the guys I dated, I felt that they were queer. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they agreed with me is up to them. But
they were open to being paired.
It's ultimately your call whether or not they're queer.
Yeah. I mean, it's my fantasy. It's like my eyes were closed
most
of the time.
What's a fantasy?
Well, I have a question. Are you into gay men that, like, just the men that you are into all happen to be gay? Or are you into the idea of the man you're being with being gay?
Well, the first one, yes, I do have gay male friends. But no, more the second one. We're like, I feel like I like having sex with, like, butts.
Yeah. Mm.
And, like, men, I would rather, like, fuck a guy than be fucked, I guess.
Yeah.
But that sounds like really radical. I absolutely had regular like sex, like where it looks like porn and the girl's like, eh.
Now,
here's my impression of me having sex.
When you were dating a straight guy and you wanted to peg them, what would that conversation look like?
It can look like anything. Like, yeah, I mean, it varied.
Were they pretty open to it usually?
I feel like some were into it. Some were against it,
uh-huh.
You know, and like, then...
I stuck a finger in my boyfriend's butt during Pride weekend.
That you're such an ally, and I love that.
Remember?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's so exciting. Yeah, but like, I do feel like it's butt sex is hot. Butts are hot.
Do you like bottoming in butt?
Yes, but. But I do think I'm more like topping in butt.
Yeah.
I feel like I get
but wait,
really scared I'm about to like poo everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole game.
That's the whole thing is that risk.
Wait, what was I going to say? But wait, so you're strapping on. Like, what do you get? Do you get
not
physical?
Always
does your click grind against the strap
yeah,
on?
I definitely have orgasms from like wearing a strap and being like so turned on by it.
That's so
like,
hot.
That's most of the coming part is like being into what's happening mm-hmm. yeah. versus just like regular yeah. right friction or something. But
versus friction.
Versus
yeah.
just straight friction. I mean, and if you're out there and you do just get off by friction, that's totally
friction
fine.
Alone.
You friction fetishes out there.
I don't know.
That's very interesting to me.
Yeah, no, you seem into it. Are you into butt stuff?
As a gay man, what choice have I been left but to be into butt stuff? but just pegging, I don't know that I would want to. Well, it's like for me, pegging. It's like
you just that's what you.
Yeah,
have.
But
it's
yeah,
not
but
even
it's
called pegging.
The idea of it's just funny to me. Not funny isn't the word. It's interesting to me. Like, so anal sex. Is so part of like a gay male whatever that straight males are so whatever about it, like it's inherently gay, but it's like not inherently gay. You know what I mean? And it's interesting to me how straight men would react to that.
You mean like that because you just
like being anally penetrated because it's gay people's only like way to do it, gay mm-hmm. men, then like it's become like if you like something in your butt, you're gay. Mm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But whatever.
No. I mean, that's why men probably don't do it, but they love it.
Yeah, do they?
When they let themselves.
Do it.
And maybe some don't if they have like poop stuff or something.
Mm.
Well, it's terrifying.
Like IBS or whatever, I feel like.
So you're kind like, of like, you're no. like Dom.
I mean, I'm switchy. I'm definitely more bottom-leaning switch in lesbian sex and mm-hmm. top-leaning switch in pegging sex.
Mm. And I always feel like I'm scared of, like, I'm scared of the dildo. Like, it's going to be too hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm
yeah.
And I'm Captain, really.
I validate that fear.
Like, yeah, sometimes, like when, that it's going to be pokey.
Whenever
like,
I use a vibrator or, like, put it, whenever I put a vibrator in me, I'm always like, oh, wait, it, like, bent. Like, yeah. It's not like a dick kind of grooves with you.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really groovy when I'm near a dick.
But aren't dildos bendy?
Some are.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like butt plugs, too. I'm not always, like, strapping on a massive cock. Like,
you know,
because most butts are not ready for that unless they're, like, having gay sex all the time and, like, using poppers.
Right.
I would say I'm almost never doing that.
But if you have a butt plug,
so tiny.
Then it's like, so you're just using your hand.
Then do you feel like you have a small...
I know, strapping, I'm saying that out loud. It's embarrassing.
No, it isn't.
No, definitely if I'm putting something in a butt and I'm strapping in, it's like the size of like a large logger's finger. You know, it's not like
you're easing them into it.
My dick would be huge. This is nothing in comparison.
Of course.
What was I going to say? Interesting. And so.
But now you want
to
get married. You guys are monogamous.
We're monogy.
Have you always been monog?
I've always been monog. I'm a very jealous person as
Me
a Leo.
Too.
I just don't think I could handle my girlfriend looking at somebody else for a second.
Do you, wait, what is she?
Gemini, but also like Taurus. I think her mom is lying and she's a Taurus.
Switched at birth.
Yeah.
Switched at birth.
I think it's possible.
But then if you were switched at birth, inherently like the person you were switched with at birth that would be the same sign as you.
Because you that's true. Born. Same
hey,
day.
Pat? Hey Pat.
I feel like she got lost.
Hey
in
Pat,
a
her girlfriend was switched at birth.
Pat, can I see you? Can I see you outside first? Just for one sec.
Yeah, but I want to get married, and I really don't want to. My whole thing is I don't want to invite any of my aunts and uncles or cousins.
Okay.
Oh, invite your cousins.
Pat's a family man. Yeah, we're both family men.
I would invite like my favorite aunt, my favorite uncle, Ow! My favorite cousin. What happened?
My boob just got sore.
Do you have implants?
my biggest secret. I have implants that look saggy. No, I don't.
Why
I
don't you want to invite your fam?
Just seems like so many extra guests, and I want more like, you know, I want to have like a sort of wedding in a field. Like I don't want it to be 245 people.
Do you
want to
have
like
a wedding in a
friends.
Field, Catherine?
Yeah.
I don't want to have a wedding in a field.
You want to be inside?
I definitely don't want to be inside.
I need to be inside.
Okay. Wait, you want to be, you're in, there are two kinds of people. People that want to get married inside.
Yeah, I want to get married in the fuck side.
In the
in like a church or a
no,
reception
not
area.
In a church.
Like a sex shitty
and
hotel.
Like, I want to, yeah, and like a corny but like expensive hotel.
Oh.
What do you think the vibe of the food before the meal is going to be at your wedding?
Literally like at a straight person's wedding.
Okay.
Past hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Mine's pigs and blankets. Exclusively. You know, my favorite thing about my wedding is going to be the second you get to the ceremony, you get a drink. It's like we don't make them wait around like animals for the food and drink.
But for me, it's going to be the cocktail hour. It isn't just going to be passed. It's going to be stations. Stations, honey. There's going to be the station. Like when the cocktail hour, there's a guy carving. It's so sad, but you need to have it, unfortunately. And then also at a cocktail hour, there's always a table.
Legal reasons.
There's always a table that's like antipasta, but like make it sick. Like it's like mountains and mountains of like there's olives that you've never even seen the strain of olive before.
I once went to a wedding that had a canoe filled with meat and it was really sick. No one ate it, but it was just cute to look at.
How big was the canoe?
Canoe size.
That's nuts.
It was crazy.
That's crazy. All right, we're gonna find out more about this canoe full of meat when we come back from our break.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.